Hi, this is Resistance, and here is my review for Everybody's Golf World Tour, or if you're an American listener, Hot Shots Golf Out of Bounds. First off, the gameplay, it's pretty much exactly the same as what I played on the PlayStation 1 10 years ago now, and I'm not going to complain about that because it suits the game down to ground, doesn't need changing, and the few tweaks which has happened work well, so I'm not going to moan. Moving on from that, the graphics are really good. The art style especially suits the game down to the ground. Gives the feel obviously the developers wanted. I mean, Everybody's Golf is a casual game, to be fair, but it doesn't make it a bad game by no means. Online is, it's hard to describe online. It's a shame really, because there's not a great deal of people on the service, so it can be hard to get a general impression. I've spent a few hours on it with my friends, and it does work quite well. You start when you basically choose a lobby you want to go in, and in this lobby, before you decide what type of match you want to play, you can just piss around in it with your characters. You basically create your own little avatar, similar to the Miis on the Nintendo Wii, and you can just go around there. There's your character for the lobbies, and there's like footballs and slides and that you can just piss around with. It's good to kill a minute sometimes. Then you can, whoever hosts the game can choose variety of options and change the settings, so it can be like really windy, or the cup could be about four times the size normal, making it a lot easier for the users. The downloadable content for Everybody's Golf, there is quite a bit of it, a lot of character packs and golf courses, is really good. My one complaint is that the golf courses itself are a bit overpriced. I think they come in about £3.19 over here in the UK, and it hurts myself to download, pay that much for a map, so for a course I tend not to. But you can download costume packs for 79p, and some of them are really good. You've got a Sackboy one and a Kratos one, obviously from Little Big Planet and God of War. Those are two I've downloaded anyway, and there's also a load of variety ones, such as a fireman pack and all that lot. But you're bound to find something you like. If I had a complaint about the game, it's still got a lack of depth. Especially, I've spent a lot of time on Tiger Woods 09, and the amount of customization and stat building in that is huge in comparison with Everybody's Golf. I mean, that's probably the only real complaint I can come up with, and for that I'm going to give it 4 out of 5. But even that, I highly recommend this game, especially if you're a fan of the series. If you haven't picked it up, go get it now, because it's probably cheap. You can get it on play.com for about 15 quid last time I checked. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Resistance, and be sure to check PlayStationGamerUK.com. Thanks.